Okay, I want to talk about Asugya because it's a major nekuda in halacha. But before that, I just have to share with you, somebody forwarded me an email. Even though I was with Rebelsky on and off for 42 years, I'm just amazed by all the things that are coming out. I'm just going to share with you, it'll take a minute or two, and then I would like to talk about Asugya. But this comes from Rafal Verdugo. Rafal Verdugo is a former Torah Vadas fellow who's a chaplain in the U.S. Army. And I'm just going to read part of his letter. He says, I just wanted to let you know that as a military chaplain who has deployed, Rebelsky was the one I turned to when I had shilas. He never let me down. Indeed, his secular knowledge was evident in his rulings. One example that comes to mind. When I arrived in Qatar in 2008, I was looking for milk to put into my cereal, thinking that I might find some American milk with an OU. However, the only milk available said product of KSA, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and it said 100% cow's milk. I sent an email to someone who had access to Rebelsky with a shaila if I could use the milk. His response was, absolutely not. He said that Saudi Arabia is the number two producer of camel milk in the world, after Somalia. And there's a good chance that it's camel milk. He writes in parentheses, when I tell this story, I always ask the audience if they know who the number one producer of camel milk in the world is, and I never had anybody know the answer. But Rebelsky knew. Then he writes, a week later, a sergeant invited me for a cup of coffee at one of the green bean coffee booths on base. And I told the fellow behind the counter I wanted a black coffee. He pretended to understand my request and brought me back a hot mocha of some sort. I told him it's not what I wanted. I repeated my request. He started frothing the milk. He finally understood I don't want any milk. And brewed me a quadruple espresso, which kept me up all night. The next day, I was sharing the story at the smoke pit. I don't know what that is. And how the brew kept me up all night. A female airman came over to me and told me she overheard my story and wanted to know, why did you refuse to drink the milk? I jokingly responded, because it's camel's milk. To my utter surprise, she said, yes, I know it is. I asked, how do you know? She said, because in the U.S. she's lactose intolerant, and here she has no problem with the milk. Apparently, the enzyme in cow's milk is not found in camel's milk. Incredible story. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, at least that's something you could repeat at the Shabbos table. All right, the halacha today, though, is it's very, very big, very important. You say not just for wine. Today we don't have much of a problem with simanim and wine generally, but our main problem has to do with meat. And the whole idea of simanim with milk or meat is totally halacha lemaisa on the Tosfos here on Amud Aleph, and I'll explain. There's a stira, two sugyas in Shas, two sugyas in Avodah Zarah, whether you need a double chasima when you send wine, or it's enough one chasim. Our Gemara says halachik Rebbe Eliezer. Now one simin is enough, and Tosfos brings from Daf Lamed Tes. It says chavis. Chavis is an abbreviation for four things that need simanim. Even though Tosfos says ches, we pass in ches is chatichas dag, fish, basar, yayin, and tchelas. These things need a double simon. The most negar to us is the meat. And when meat is sent from a restaurant or the like, it has to have a double chesim. And wine. Our Gemara says one. So it's a stira of the two sugyas. So Tosfos brings two terutzim. Both terutzim are brought in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos' first teretz is brought by the Ramah, and Tosfos' second teretz is brought by the Machaber. And the Aruch HaShulchan here brings it. You need the Aruch HaShulchan because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say how to paskin. But basically, the two teretzim are the following. The first teretz Tosfos says, which the Ramah brings as the Yesh Aimrim, is that by a guy it's enough one chaysim. By a not from Yid, you need a double chaysim. Because a Yid is more, feels more that you're going to trust him. A guy knows you don't trust him. So by a guy, it's enough one. by a yid you need two, and the Rama says that b'di'eved yesh nusmai chalzeh. It's not halachat chel de keheter, but b'di'eved if a guy brings you meat from a restaurant, they send it with a guy, and it comes with only one chaisen. So b'di'eved, the Rama says that you can be saimach on a single chaisen. That's the sheet of the Rama, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the first sheet in Taisus. The second sheet in Taisus is the one the Shulchan Aruch brings. And Aruch HaShulchan says, the halach is that way, not b'di'eved, even l'chatchila it seems. He says the following chiddush. He says, when do you need a double chaisim? When the guy is not aware that there are chasimis that are made to make it tamper-proof. Now you just send it with a service, with a pad delivery service, you need a double chaisim. If the guy is aware that there's a chaisim there because the recipient is a frum yid, and the sender is a frum yid, and without a chaisim he's not going to eat it, he's aware that they're going to look at the chaisim, then it's enough a single chaisim. It's enough just one. That happens to be the case with most restaurant delivery people. They know that the heksher is makpid, that things be wrapped with a chaisim. And the shita of the mechaber, and the second shita in Taisus, is towards the end of the narrow lines in Taisus, is that in a case where they know you're looking for the chaisim, that it's enough to have even a single chaisim. And certainly when it's, you have both a terem of Taisus, a guy, as opposed to a frayid, and only a single chaisim, that at least b'di'eved, that's something that a person can rely on. Now that's halacha l'maisim. There is a machlaikis what the idea of a chaisim with a guy is. When you send a chaisim with the guy, there's a machlaikis to shach and the machadar chashulchan, the way he explains the machaber, is the point that the recipient knows what the chaisim looks like, and if somehow it was tampered with, he'll know the difference. Or is the point that the guy is going to be afraid? The way I just explained it, the guy is going to be afraid to tamper with it. He knows that they're looking for it. Do you need that the person receiving it knows to examine the chaisim? The Shulchan Aruch says the one receiving it has to know what the chaisim looks like, or it doesn't work. But the Shach says no. As, it doesn't matter if he really knows what it looks like. All that matters is that the guy thinks he knows what it looks like. If the guy thinks he knows what it looks like, then he's a mirtis. He's not gonna play with it. Certainly, if you have both, the recipient knows there's a simon, and the sender is a mirtis, the guy is mirtis, then certainly it should be enough. Now, I have to tell you, the sugya is going to come up again with the chesamos. I'm very confused about the way the hechsherim work today. It seems to me that they send with one chaisim. When you get a delivery from burgers, franks, or any meat sandwiches, is there a double chaisim on it? There's tape around it. What else? What's the other chaisim?
And a paper, and another paper, and then
paper. A paper is a chaisim? So some of the papers say, Burger King on them. You know, it's like what? They staple on the. So could there are places that wrap it with tape, and they staple their bill to something that has their name on it. So that's a double simon. So that's like a good double simon. What? You could tell what the original fold looks like.
You could see it was unwrapped.
I mean, because he was folded twice? Is that the idea? Because he was folded twice. Okay, perhaps. In airplanes, they take a double wrap. It's true. I just mean when they do the local deliveries, they. I'm not clear where the double chaisim is. At least, according to what we're learning now, we have sort of a me'en of the double chaisim. We have something that's good.
Does that apply now, with the Jew delivering it also?
What?
Do you need a double chaisim?
If you have a frum yid, you don't need anything. If you have a fryer yid, it's virtually worse. and then you need a double chais, and you don't have the second heter, all the heter of the Shulchan Aruch, you really do have. Now I want to explain. Somebody asked me what I said last week about Basar Shana Solomon Eye. You know, I want to be Masbir. You only need the Chaisamais where there's a chash, the guy is going to be machlif. Where the guy is going to take what's there and I'll put something else in its place. That's the whole chash. The chash is he'll switch it for something. Now, if you have a guy who's delivering, he's got to come with it, so you need. Or in the Gemara's case, where you're storing something in the guy's storage area, you're going to come back for it. So if he's going to take it, he's going to have to be machlif it. However, let's say like the story that got around. Someone's sitting on an airplane and he leaves his meal and he goes to the bathroom, he comes back. You don't need any simanim. If somebody wants to take it, he doesn't have to be machlif it. If someone wants to steal it, he could steal it. There's no need for, there's no chash hachlofa unless there's somebody who's responsible for it. If someone is responsible for it, there's a chash hachlofa. That's why it's actually an eitzah in a situation where you have a guy that's working in the kitchen to tell the guy, you can eat whatever you want. If you tell him you can eat whatever you want, there's no chash that'll be machlif it. Because why would it be machlif? You could just eat it. There's no reason. We're not chayshish. He's going to put in treifis when he has no benefit by putting in treifis. That's his defer shal shulchan aruch. If he has no benefit, there's no chash. It's only when he's going to switch it. So this idea that basar shana salman ayin is automatically yasser is just not true lahalacha. Because when there's no chashash that a person is going to be machlif, there is no such chashash. The story that made its rounds about... So it could be that story happened with the Sfardi. Because the Mechaber Shita is that Basar Shana Salman Ayin is also. We don't paskin that way. The Mechaber paskins that way. The Mechaber holds that you have to be Chayshish Vachlofi even without a benefit. Even Stamazai, that a bird switched it. That's what it says in the Gemara. That a bird was carrying an identical piece of kosher and switched it for treif. That's the Chumra Basar Shana Salman Ayin. But we don't paskin that Basar Shana Salman is aser. It's a spoken word when people say it. We paskin chashash achlofa, and chashash achlofa, that's what you need simanim for. So this is the sort of the basis for everything. Is this Taisvis, the stira of the two sugyas, and that's the din. There's one nekuda, which I don't know. I'm hoping we'll learn the blat later. I'll get clear. Why do these four things need a double chaysim? Chatichas dag, basar, yayin, and chelas. Why only these four things? Why not other things? You could say svaris. Maybe they're expensive. I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch, it says these four are chashash of an issa d'iraisa. This is in Shulchan Aruch. The things that are chashash of issa d'rabbana in one simon. These four are derazah, kufya, chesef, aleph. It's a rajma. To me, I don't understand. Today, in America, every produced product is a chashash of an issa derazah. What's not a chashash of an issa derazah? Fruits and vegetables. But pizza is also, oil and pizza is also a chashash of an issa derazah. I don't know exactly what they put oil in pizza, maybe not, I don't know. But other products are also, come out of everything. That you have a slice of bread is a chashash of an issa d'iraisa. So I never heard that anybody should be makbid on two simanim for a roll, for a piece of bread. So I don't know the answer. I don't know what the... Yeah. Tough stands for tcheles. And when you send tcheles, somebody could switch it for a different blue string. What? Tcheles, it certainly is. Right? Tcheles was an expensive, was or is, depending on your point of reference, an expensive type of a blue dye. And Kali Ilan, which is indigo, is a cheap one. They look the same, except that one fades more quickly than the other. And you don't eat the tcheles, but you could be over in the Sederaisa. In the time Tcheles existed, If you use the kali ilan on your tzitzis, you are mevatala mitzvah sase. It's a same chash. So tzelis existed for a long time. It's a, what it could be, it's a claim if it's pishtal. Anyway, this is obviously going to be a sugya that's going to keep on coming up straight through. I told you that daflamet temem are these sugyas, and certainly needs a little more of a hezra. Now I'm standing, I'm not so sure that pizza has a chash deraisa. They actually put in oil. The oil, I think, is from the cheese, right? So I don't know. If you, I don't know, the dough might have oil in it. And he has oil today, is a chash. What? Cheese itself could be a chash of a deraisa if it's made from the bad bread at the nachinami. It could be. I don't know, but these things, they don't have double simon. I mean, you buy cheese in the supermarket, it doesn't have a double simon. The cheese has one package on it, and that's it. So it's very confusing to me. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm sure that I'm not right, because there's no hechsher in the world that's makbid on double simon for everything that you buy in the store package. Meat, they're makbid.
You have to worry about changing.
But Chazal v'chayshish for makhlef with one simon. They send it with a... it's in a Gaisha supermarket. The supermarket owner could be
right. It's always going to be Ha'olam cheese. Nobody's going
to. I have to tell you, Chazal wa Chayshish v'achlafa, not me. Chazal wa Chayshish v'achlafa. I don't know what they had. The long Italian breads that come in open bags, you can only buy at a Jewish store. The Met food on King's Highway sells it with an OU, but you're not allowed to buy it there. What? It's in many places. You know, you can't buy it. It's really the Italian bread that comes in these bags. You can't use the. There are two reasons you can't do it. Chazal said it needs one simon. Bread needs a simon. Besides, I happen to know in at least one case they have extra bags in the store, in case bags get wet or get damaged, that they could switch it. So the guy didn't even have extra bags. At least I know one case, and with the OU on it. So you really. I'm not faulting anybody. Look, there are people who are not from and they're going to come in and buy. Let them better buy that than the ones made by the Italians without the hechsher. But bread needs one simon. I'm asking if it should need two. The open Italian bread you certainly can't buy. And they have here in the Met food also, they have loose rolls and they tell you this is the kosher and that's not the kosher. It's not Jewish owners and you certainly can't rely. I think everybody should know that you can't rely on that. The delivery, all the from bakeries have from people doing the deliveries. They don't deliver bread with another from delivery person because of this problem. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.